3.
Hello and welcome to our program, National Geographic, brought to you by Owl Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Dave Stokes.
And Karen Stokes.
And during the next half hour, we will be reading articles from National Geographic here on Owl Radio.
The first up, I'm going to read an article about hyenas. Love them or hate them, hyenas are getting the last laugh. The spotted hyena is Africa's most successful predator and one of its most misunderstood animals. But decades of cutting-edge research is yielding greater understanding, respect, and protection. It's by Christine Delamore. Thunderclouds rolled across Kenya's Maasai Mara savanna as the spotted hyena cubs played, tumbling over each other in the wet grass. The mothers lounged nearby, rising occasionally to discourage a bigger one-year-old from joining the little playgroup. When the older animal approached again, one of the pluckier cubs took a cue from its high-ranking mom and stood tall, trying its best to look intimidating. That action seemed comical, but both animals knew their place. The larger, lower-ranking hyena stopped short, then bowed his head and slunk off. Photographer Jean Guyton recorded this scene with an infrared camera, allowing an intimate look into hyenas' nocturnal behaviors. In doing so, she provided a small window into the intriguing structure of hyena society, where all members inherit their place in the pecking order from their mother. Females are in charge, and rank means everything. A matrilineal system that has fueled the spotted hyena's rise as the most abundant large carnivore in Africa. These and other insights into hyena behavior wouldn't be possible were it not for 35 years of on-the-ground research by Kay Hupkamp, founder of the Mara Hyena Project. Her efforts have helped reveal a creature noted for its advanced society, cognition, and ability to adjust to new surroundings. Hupkamp, a biologist at Michigan State University, has been studying the African species in the Maasai Mara since 1988, one of the longest-running investigations of mammal ever. "I thought I'd be there for 2 years," she says, "but I got hooked." Hooked on hyenas? Mention their name and most people grimace. Aristotle described them as exceedingly fond of putrid flesh. Theodore Roosevelt called them a singular mixture of abject cowardice and utmost ferocity. Across Africa, hyenas are seen as evil, greedy, and associated with witchcraft and sexual deviance. Even the 1994 The Lion King portrayed them as cunning and malicious. While four hyena species, brown, striped, spotted, and aardwolves, roam through various parts of Africa, the spotted has been the most maligned. One reason may be that the animals get a little too close for comfort. Quote, "Rats, cockroaches, coyotes, all of these different things we just come into contact with more and more," unquote, says National Geographic explorer Christine Wilkinson, a carnivore ecologist at the University of California, Berkeley, who studies hyenas in Kenya's Lake Nakuru National Park. Quote, "Your most vilified species are often the ones that live alongside people, so those are generalists and adoptable," unquote. As Wilkinson, Hupkamp, and other researchers unravel more about spotted hyenas' biology and behavior, they continue to upend an understanding of who rules the wild kingdom and how they do it. It's a classic safari moment. A lion stands over a fresh carcass while hyenas skulk at the peripheral, heads low. The lion has made a kill, and the hyenas are waiting for their chance for scraps, right? Not exactly. When a biologist, Hans Krug, began studying hyenas in Tanzania in the 1960s, he discovered that their reputation as cowardly scavengers was a myth. When spotted hyenas and lions share a carcass, he found, it was the hyenas that scored the kill more than half the time. Most recently, researchers in Kenya have learned that hyenas in the Maasai Mara get an average of two-thirds of their food primarily by hunting, often working together seamlessly to take down wildebeests, zebras, buffaloes, and other large prey. How they choreograph these hunts is still a mystery. So in late 2022, Holkamp and colleagues Ariana Stamberg-Peschken from the University of Konstanz in Germany outfitted an entire hyena clan with GPS scholars featuring microphones and accelerometers to analyze their movements and vocalizations, including the trademark hyena laugh, which likely expresses great excitement. Quote, the collars allow us to know where everyone is, who is saying what to whom, which group mates respond and which do not, and what all the hyenas are doing, unquote, Holkamp says. All these data are often run through an AI algorithm to decipher specific behaviors. One thing that has been long clear, hyena queens are the backbone of hyena society. Part of that matrilineal dominance is psychological. Both female and male fetuses of higher-ranking females are imbued in the womb with a boast of sex hormones such as testosterone, which likely increases aggression. Another part is anatomically. As the only mammal without an external vagina opening, female spotted hyenas have an elongated clitoris that hangs between their legs and strongly resembles a male's penis. During mating, the female retracts this pseudopenis into her abdomen, making it impossible for the male to gain entry without her cooperation and ensuring that she decides who fathers her offsprings. Remarkably, the female will also give birth through her clitoris. They're like a chimera, a blend of multiple organisms. Some of their behaviors are heavily masculinized and others are not. Females care for their young for several years, longer than any other African predator. During this time, the young hyena's skull is developing, so it's unable to hunt and kill large prey. Holkamp theorizes this prolonged dependence may be the reason female hyenas evolve to be more aggressive than males, which play no role in parenting. Though the cubs of both sexes inherit the rank of their mother, they fall lower in the hierarchy as new siblings are born. Tagging and tracking studies have also revealed that most males, starting around 3 years old, leave their birth clans to join another, a strategic choice that can rise their chances of mating and passing on their genes. Several years ago, colleague Lily Johnson Ulrich, a cognitive ecologist from the University of Zurich, drove into the city of Mekelle, in northern Ethiopia, where hyenas have lived alongside people for hundreds of years. There she identified appropriate study locations and unloaded a puzzle box, a 16-inch square steel container with four small doors. Inside was a piece of raw meat or some powder milk. Each door required a different motor skill to open it, push, pull, slide, or draw out. Her team conducted trials at three sites, a city where hyenas have long been resident, a rural protected reserve, and a burgeoning town on the edge of the reserve where hyenas had lived for about 20 years. In each spot, the team videotaped what happened next from behind their vehicle. When they tallied the results, they were floored. Based on multiple trials, the rural animals were more adept at opening the doors, a measure of innovation, than were the town and city dwellers. This discovery, published in 2021, runs counter to the theory that urban animals are better at problem solving. Although hyenas are simply smart to begin with, regardless of where they live, Johnson Ulrich suspects it's more than that. While urban hyenas tend to scavenge more and kill livestock, rural hyenas hunt more of what they eat, requiring more innovative thinking and dexterous motor skills. In earlier experiments, including one in Ho Camp, tracked the behavior of a longtime puzzle box champion named Gucci, it became clear that hyenas can also remember how they solved earlier problems. As soon as Gucci saw us put the baited puzzle box on the ground, she arose from her resting site, went directly to the box, and opened it in only a couple of seconds, sliding the bolt, holding the door closed, backward with her teeth until the box popped open, Ho Camp says. Arjun Deer, a wildlife ecologist and National Geographic explorer who studied hyenas in Tanzania, Ngorongoro Crater, is also impressed by the species' cognitive skills. When you look at a hyena, he says, you can see the wheels turning. There's a lot going on behind those eyes. We underestimate them. Hyenas' teeth and powerful jaws, among the strongest of any mammal, enable them to hunt a wide range of prey and eat as much of it as possible, even the hardest bones. But it's their built-in innovativeness that has driven the species' spread and success across the continent. Clan size depends mostly on the abundance of prey and ranges from fewer than 10 members in some desert areas to around 130 animals at resource-rich sites like the Masai Mara and Ngorongoro Crater. Regardless of their numbers, however, hyenas maintain fission and fusion societies in which groups of animals split, fission, or merge, fusion, depending on the need of the moment. For instance, some animals may rest and forage solo in smaller groups, then abruptly join up with the larger group to hunt or defend against attacking lions. Such fluidity is part of what makes spotted hyenas the most socially complex carnivores in the world. Unlike many other African predators, hyenas can also breed anytime, anywhere, and raise cubs in habitats that have been degraded by people and livestock. This flexibility may be why the species has not declined in the same way as the African carnivores that are less able to cope with unexpected stressors. On a dry, scorching day,